There is a lot of buzz about a new film called Sorry to Bother You, directed by the rapper Boots Riley and starring Lakeith Stanfield of the TV show Atlanta. There is also a native Vermonter with a part in the film. Michael Summers is from Middlebury and has been acting for years with credits that include the character Bug from the Netflix series Sense8 and a role in the 2001 film Bandit starring Bruce Willis. But Vermonters familiar with Michael Summers might know him best from his one-man show called Hick in the Hood, in which he plays many characters based on the folks he met when he moved to a neighborhood in West Oakland, California in 2007. And that's where Michael Summers joins me now on the line by cell phone. Mike, thank you so much for waking up early West Coast time to speak with us today.
Thanks for having me, Mitch. Appreciate it.
So this new film, Sorry to Bother You, is getting some fantastic reviews. NPR had a great review of it the other day. At the time that we're speaking, it's got a 95% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes. That's from both critics and audiences. Who do you play in this film, and how would you describe the movie without giving too much away?
I play a character named Johnny. And I call him the evil boss in the first half of the movie, as opposed to Armie Hammer is the evil boss in the second half of the movie. I would describe it as it's this time period that we're living in, and it's this world, but it's a slightly altered reality. And Lakeith Stanfield does a great job in the film, and his character is somewhat of a down-and-out guy looking to make a buck, and he gets a job with me as a telemarketer, and I help him, I drive him to move towards success. But it's really Danny Glover who teaches him how to use his white voice in order to go to great success, and he makes a lot of money as a telemarketer. And at that point, he's got to decide if he wants to continue that way or be closer to his friends.
Does he want to be true to his own self and stick to his
Thank
roots,
you.
As it were? Yeah.
That's right.
And I just wonder how you landed this role. I mean, did you have a sense, given the director and star, that it had the potential to be a breakout hit?
Well, I am a San Francisco-based actor, and we generally play small roles in big films and big roles in small films. And this is sort of in between because it's a low-budget film. And so I didn't know what to make of it in a way until I read the script. I just got a call from my agent and my casting director, and I auditioned for it in the normal way that I would for any film up here in the San Francisco Bay Area. When I read the script, I thought it was fantastic and unusual and very creative and innovative.
I want to sort of dial it back now and go back to your roots in Vermont, and talk a little bit about this one-man show that you've been doing called Hick in the Hood. Did you perform that recently here in Vermont? Were you in town recently?
I was indeed. I actually have two shows, and I performed the second one, which is called Heart in the Hood. Did it in Middlebury and Waitsfield and Windham. People are like, Windham? Well, my mother grew up in this small town in southern Vermont, and I always get a great reception down there.
And what do you do in that show, Heart in the Hood?
I play 16 characters, all true characters that are people that I've met and have grown to really care for a lot. It's the story of me, once I've lived in this neighborhood of West Oakland for 10 years now, and I know these people better. The first story you refer to, Hick in the Hood, is sort of a fish out of water tale about a guy who doesn't know where I'm living or how to behave here, and my neighbors also don't know what to make out of me.
You know, there are so many brilliant character actors, I guess they would call them. Those are the folks that you always sort of recognize on the screen, but you can't necessarily name them right away, you know? Is that a fair way to describe yourself at this point in your career?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a character actor, and the wackier the character, the better.
Michael, what do you miss about Vermont, though? I assume that, you know, you do come back here, you do these one-man shows, and you still have friends and family back here?
I sure do, yeah, and I try and come back more and more, and I was just back, when was it, was it May? I think it was May, losing track of the time.
And what have they said about you landing this role in this new movie?
People are going crazy because not only did I get the role, but the people who are doing the advertising, the PR for Sorry to Bother You, keep sticking me in their clips. You know, usually they highlight the stars only, and I guess my character is Johnny is pretty exciting, and he shows up well on these short clips, and so people are like, I saw you in the trailer, and and they're also saying, how do I find Sorry to Bother You in Vermont? Do you know the answer to that?
I wish I did. I would say that it is going to come here, but as many film aficionados here in Vermont know, sometimes when it comes to, as you say, the smaller budget films, the indie films, it takes a little while for them to get here. Yeah. Once they do, they don't last very long. So, you know, we're getting the word out about this now, and we're all going to certainly take a look for it.
People always think that I know, and unfortunately, sometimes the actor is the last one to know. I ask my friends who are a little bit more active on the internet, and they usually find out for me.
Michael Summers is an actor from Middlebury, now living in West Oakland, California, and he appears in the new film Sorry to Bother You. Mike, thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, thank you, Mitch. This is a real treat.